week two of 2025, Sunday the 12th of January. You're very welcome, guys. So today I want to explain to you why I believe all software is broken, based upon my over 20 years of working in the software industry. Software is unique insofar as we are the only industry that will sell a broken product to a customer on the promise that we will fix it later. The computer game industry has become infamous for this, where it has become advisable to avoid buying a new game on the launch day due to the assumed high level of bugs. It is not uncommon for a game to take a year of development post-launch before it becomes stable and feature complete. And we've started to just kind of accept this as consumers, which is somewhat disappointing. When I was young, games were distributed on physical read-only media, or ROM, such as cartridges and CD-ROMs. Because of the read-only media, patching such games after release was impossible. That meant that the final version of the game had to be ready at launch time and had to be good quality, because fixing it later simply wasn't an option. Admittedly, games back then were simpler, with less complexity leading to less bugs. I feel, however, that one of the worst things that has happened to software development was the wide availability of broadband connections, leading to an easy way to distribute software patches after release. This is true in enterprise software also, which went from releasing software on CD-ROMs to cloud distribution channels. Sadly, this quote, "sell it now and fix it later" model is leaking out from the software industry into more critical areas. It is now common, for example, that the cars we drive, which have evolved into network-enabled computers with wheels attached, to receive multiple over-the-air firmware patches from OEMs per year, some of which are even for safety features. Software is not just eating the world, it is reducing quality everywhere in its tracks. Put simply, our tolerance for low-quality products, for example, software, cars, phones, games, etc., is being increased as vendors are selling to us on a trust-me-bro basis, and amazingly, most of us are trusting them. The only exceptions I have seen are cultures with a low tolerance for low quality. When I worked with Japanese customers for many years, for example, they gave me a very hard time for bugs in my enterprise software that I was delivering to them. To them, low quality is shameful. Bugs in the same application that would be accepted by my European or American users would result in immediate escalation from my Japanese users. A Japanese colleague once told me of a rumor that one of my customers once blocked developers from another vendor in a meeting room in Tokyo, refusing to let them leave until they fixed some high-priority bugs in production. So these guys were serious about quality, they weren't messing around. In general, however, I think as users we tolerate too much. And as developers, I think we should all be a little bit more Japanese and feel more shame for delivering poor quality. So apart from worrying about software quality, what else did I do this week? My search engine grepper, which is available at grepper.org, is now at 12.5 million web pages indexed, which I am pretty pleased about. The index rate has been going really, really well there in recent months, and I would fully expect this year to easily break 20 million. So if you want to try out a new search engine, which has no filtering, check out grepper.org. In terms of media that I'm enjoying this week, I just finished the Sarah's Solution by Bob Shaw. Overall, I found it to be an enjoyable book. I felt the ending was a little bit weak, which was disappointing, but everything leading up to that was great. It's the first time I've read a Bob Shaw book, and I really like his writing style, and his character development was excellent. In particular, I really enjoyed the fact that the protagonist in the book was actually somebody who was suffering from a lot of disability, but was still a very compelling and very powerful character, extremely well written, really able to empathize with the character, because Bob is just so good at character development, really, really good writer. Even with the ending being a little bit weak, it was still a great book. So I'm looking forward to reading more work from Bob Shaw. I have about maybe another 5 of his books in my to-be-read pile. Okay guys, I'm going to leave it there. I hope you have a great week and I will talk to you next time. And remember, keep that quality up. Take care, see you next week.